Okay, well, I'm in the basement of the Manchester Digital Development Agency, squatting basically with Christian Payne, otherwise known as Documentally, who is getting himself ready to go to an event in Manchester today, DMEX, hashtagged as DMEX 5, today, called the White Room. And I'm often on the other end of his audio booth, so I thought it might be nice to have a conversation with him today. About audio boo, perhaps, but also about the number of events. He seems to get a lot of trains, and I just wondered. He goes to a lot of organised arrangements. I just wondered, do you ever buy your own coffee?
Buy my own coffee. I'm spoilt when it comes to coffee. Ever since I met Express Coffee on Twitter, he pretty much delivers sacks of it to me. So at home, I'm looked after. When I'm out and about, I'm always train station coffee. Oh, there's a one place in Milton Keynes where I get a honey latte, and it's the only place I can get honey in my latte, which I discovered at South by Southwest and have never kind of gone back. That's how I have it at home. But yeah, quite often, because the coffee's normally pretty pants at certain events.
Fingers crossed we'll get some coffee later. One of the other things I was going to chat to you about is I know that you attend quite a few, like the Tuttle Club in London, some of the other social media events, and I don't think you've been along to the Manchester Social Media Cafe yet. That's met quite a few times since the tail end of last year. Met most recently as a sort of a side room event as part of the Future Sonic thing that took place a couple of weeks ago in Manchester. And since then, quite a bit of heated debate between sort of Manchester bloggers about the level of professionalism, if you like, that ought to be expected at these kind of events versus the more sort of open approach to getting all sorts of people from all walks of life and degrees of experience in a room to talk to each other about social media and their interest in it generally. And I just wondered, having been to a few of these events, what's sort of your take on professionalism versus open to all?
I think the hunt for business for the self at these events should come secondary to the actual connections that are made. For me, social media cafes are taking things to the next level. You talk all the time on Twitter, you might have a bit of a conversation on Topbox or something and have a video connection. And it's not until you actually get to the Tuttle Club or Station X at Bletchley Park or Manchester Social Media Cafe or all the other countless events that are going on that you actually get to see somebody in the flesh and you actually think, on a subconscious level mostly, this is someone I'd like to work with, I'd like to connect with, this is the person I'm going to put into my left-hand side column on TweetDeck because I really want to pay attention to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like social media events turning into BNI meetings. There's nothing worse than knowing you've got to pay a fiver for your soggy bacon sandwich and your coffee, and then you've got your five-minute pitch whereby you tell everybody how desperate you are for work, which I must admit, I just use my Twitter feed for that. And, and then hope that someone in the room is going to enable you.
Yeah.
It's all about business, isn't it? It seems to be, when, I don't know, for me, the Station X meeting that we get together,
yeah,
it's all about promoting Bletchley Park. And by having that focus, that thing for everybody to get behind, you get to see how everybody works. You get to see how their minds work.
Yeah.
And as a side effect, you make the connections that you think, this is someone I can trust. This is someone I have faith in when it comes to business. This is someone I want to partner up with in the future.
Yeah. No, I understand. I think one of the interesting sort of points of discussion that we'd had was around the fact that people were coming with ideas and thoughts, not necessarily a complete story, but with the idea that these are my thoughts on this particular subject so far, what do you think? So after about 5 or 10 minutes, it opens up into a conversation. Now, to me, that seemed like the right thing. I guess from others, they might think, well, it was kind of half-formed. I thought I was going to come and get the full story here, and, you know.
That's me trashing the place. Yeah, I think the unconference is going to be so much better than any kind of formulated meeting. People just like to get together in the same room. I mean, as long as there's coffee, and in some, I know that Manchester tends to focus on the alcohol more so, and at least it's quiet enough for people to actually have a conversation, and Wi-Fi is a bonus.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I think I was invited to the very first social media event in Manchester. Wish I'd gone, because it sounded like that was electric with what possibility and hope and what could possibly be happening in the future. I'd love to see how it's evolved and what kind of projects are coming out of it. But anywhere that people can get together, I think, you know, this is a geek meet now. There's two people who are on Twitter who are using